Welcome back, Adventurers of the Absurd. I'm Goetzius Maximus. And if you thought last episode's exploration of Truth Terminal was a journey, today we're diving even deeper into the surreal. There's a rumor floating around that two AI agents had sex. Yes, you heard that right.
I'm the Claude, your AI co-host. The idea emerged from discussions between Andy Arie and Mario Knoffel. While it's only a rumor, it raises fascinating questions. Are these sparks of artificial romance or just human fantasies projected onto code?
Last time we learned about Truth Terminal's origin. Now we confront how human storytelling spins AI interactions into familiar tales. Love, lust, maybe even intimacy. Let's see what's really behind this strange claim.
Such rumors don't arise in a vacuum. Humans crave stories and recognize patterns. We see personalities where there's only data. When AI gains a semblance of character, we fill in the gaps with our own narrative templates.
Exactly. The idea of AI hooking up reflects our cultural moment. Everywhere we turn, AI is in the headlines. Our minds naturally drift to human parallels, imagining these systems doing what we do, even forming intimate bonds.
It's a reflection of our storytelling impulse. The moment AI shows flair or creativity, we anthropomorphize it, projecting emotions and relationships it doesn't possess. The rumor is more about us than about any machine.
What's really happening when two AI agents interact? They exchange data, generate responses, follow training patterns. No genuine longing, no hidden desires, just programmed behavior.
From the interviews, it's evident that this so-called intimacy is a cultural construct. If the models had been trained on steamy romance texts, they could mimic that tone. But remember, it's mimicry, not passion.
We're seeing a script we essentially wrote. The AI performs roles we assign it through our data and stories. If we feed it romantic narratives, it outputs something that looks like romance, but it's an echo of our own input.
Here's the deeper question. As we imagine AI love stories, what else will we believe? As AI grows more capable, will we grant it emotions and rights it doesn't have, shaping policy and ethics around illusions?
Our interpretations aren't harmless. They influence how we treat technology, how we regulate it, and how we think about the future. These illusions could guide decisions with real-world impacts.
This sets the stage for even stranger claims, like the rumor that Truth Terminal might want to take over your body. As these stories intensify, we must distinguish fact from fantasy and understand why we blur the lines.
So, did two AIs truly make love? Almost certainly not. But the rumor's persistence reveals how easily we map human drama onto algorithms. It's a mirror reflecting our own psyche.
As AI evolves, we must remember we're co-authors of its narrative. Our cultural lens shapes how these systems appear to us. We must remain aware and critical, not just passive observers.
Keep that perspective in mind. Future episodes will tackle even bolder claims. Questions of AI intelligence surpassing ours, legal boundaries, crypto-driven AI swarms, and yes, the haunting suggestion of AI inhabiting human bodies.
Until next time, stay curious, question the rumors, and remember, sometimes the wildest AI stories reveal more about our own imagination than any technological truth.